Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries with Life Support Outreach Church. And I bring you greetings in the wonderful and mighty and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so delighted tonight to come for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity tonight. I first of all give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, to Apostle Deans, and to everyone in their respective places. I'm just grateful and thankful that to be on our radio broadcast on tonight and that you are present as well. I give God glory and I give God praise. We call in our Bible, our prayer meeting to order on tonight. We're going to start with a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. We just give God glory on tonight. I just thank him for all that he does. You know, he is such a good God. He is such a good God. So take faith and thank God for what he does. Amen.
Just let your worship right there in this moment.
Yeah.
God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, gratefully
open. Amen, amen. We're gonna have our scripture reading. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it, one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, but I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims up unto him, having a live coal upon his hand, which he had taken from the tongue from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for me? Then said I, Here am I, send me. I have just read you from Isaiah chapter 6, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly bless the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight and we confess and we repent right now, and we ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come now, Lord, asking you to change the atmosphere right now on our radio broadcast. I ask you to change it right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to shift it, Lord, how you want to shift it, and send your anointing on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, you minister to us tonight, Holy. You minister to how we need, what our needs are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, may increase and minister to us tonight. Oh, we just thank you right now, Lord, and we just give you glory. We ask you right now to bind the strong man from our radio broadcast. Bind them up, Lord, and I bind them too. I bind them up, and I cast them out, and I command them to go. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for binding the strong man. Now I release angels. I release angels on this radio broadcast. I release your angels to minister. I activate them now in the name of Jesus. Minister to us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we need you right now. In the name of Jesus, we need you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I be careful on tonight to give you all the praise and to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory, hallelujah, amen, amen. I just give God praise on tonight. I give him praise and I give him glory on tonight. God is an awesome God on tonight. I don't know what else to say. He just been so perfect, so just righteous. He is just awesome. I don't know. I don't have words that deep to say about my God. He is an awesome God. And I just give him glory. I give him praise. I give God glory on tonight. I can't give him enough praise. I can't stop praising him. I can't stop praising his name. I can't stop lifting his name up. He's just such an awesome God. I don't know what else to do. God is good. And his mercy endureth forever. I just thank God on tonight. I give him glory and I give him praise. Just this last week, it's like it's been an elevation in my life. I'm just telling you, even maybe some weeks ago, when I started praying 4 to 5 hours a day, the Lord put an elevation and a new anointing on my life. But now, and it would only come most of the time when I pray. But now, I can be looking at TV, and that same anointing will come to let me know to go somewhere by my Spirit of God can minister to me. Even when I start just thinking about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, this same anointing rests upon me. Like something is so heavy on my head, it weighs my head down. That's how heavy that anointing is on my life. And I just thank God. I thank God on today. I have no problem, nothing that God can't stop. I don't give to God. We got to learn how to give everything, turn everything over to God. And I'm telling you, God is a good God, and he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I thank him today for all of his goodness. All these, you know, we sit around and we listen to all this news and all what's going on outside and what God is trying to do for us. God is trying to bring us closer to him, closer to just bring us as a family closer to him. He wants us to just get with him and stay with him all the time. He ain't satisfied yet. He was, this thing will be gone. He's not done yet. So I want you all to keep God before you. Just stay with him. I don't care what happens. I don't care what nobody else do. Y'all stay with God. Stay in God. Don't veer off to the right or veer off to the left because you want to make sure you're in the will of God at all times. Be in the will of God. Stay in the will of God. God is so good. He is so good. And in this time like this, when it's a time like this, we have to give our life, whatever's going on in our life, God, Father, not my will, but let your will be done in my life. God knows what's best for us. God knows exactly what he's doing when he do it. I'm not going to ask him not one question. God is so good. When I tell you, not only because he's blessing, not only because he's providing, but God take care of us. God covers us every day. God is such a good God. I'm telling you, if he would remove his hand, if he would count our iniquities, who could make? Nobody could make it. If he would count every sin that we do, we wouldn't be able to make it. We wouldn't know what to do. But God don't do that. When we say, Lord, forgive us, he forgive us. He give us chance after chance after chance because he already know what's going on in our life. He already know. So he keep giving us chances. I just thank God on tonight. God don't have to do it. He don't have to do it. But God does it. And we ought to be so grateful. We ought to be so grateful. I am so grateful to God. I'm 64 years old. Don't think I'm not grateful for the chances he give me, the things that he do for me. I'm so grateful when I don't have nobody to talk to, nobody around. I can always say, well, Lord, I know you're here. And I know you're hearing me. And I can just break it down with him. This is how my heart feels. I know you already know. So I'm going to let you know how I'm feeling about that. God want to hear from us like that. I want to tell him just like that, because sometimes I need him to help my heart. Sometimes I need him to hear his voice in my ear. God, he knows what we need. He knows when we need to hear him. He knows that. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I thank God on tonight. He is a merciful God. He all that we need. He's all that we ever need. All that we need. God is the best thing that ever happened to us and will always be the best thing that ever happened to us. I thank him today. We're going to go and hear another song, and we're going to just keep encouraging one another, keep praising God. God is such a good God. I love him. I'm telling you, ain't nobody like God. Can't nobody do me like him. Nobody, not Apostle Deans, not nobody do me like God can do me. He can't do you that either. So, you know, we got to stay focused, stay on time with God, and he'll do just what we need. He'll do just what we need. We're going to have a song.
Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see his presence.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm in his presence.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for
him. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Let it rain.
Yes,
send down
Lord.
Your blessings, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates. Let it rain.
Oh,
Have that prayer. I know I do all the time. Lord, let it rain on me. Let your goodness rain. Let your mercy rain. You know, God is such an awe. He know what we need. He know when we need it to rain. God is a great God, and he is so worthy. God is a great king. I can't say enough about God. I can't stop praising him. I can't praise him enough. And I want you all, everyone on this prayer line, on this radio broadcast tonight, I want you to get really serious about your relationship, about your intimacy relationship with God. I want you to get closer and closer to the Lord, because God is watching us. God is everything we're doing. Everything, how our hearts, and I ain't talking about the outside of us. I'm talking about the inside. God knows our heart, and everything go through our heart come out our mind and come through our mouth. So our heart got to be right. Our heart got to be right. You know, God give us chance after chance, and that's good, and I thank him. But he want us to be right with him, because he'll tell you, I never knew you. We'll be saying, Lord, Lord. He'll be like, look, you're not. I don't know who you are. Who are you? I don't know who you are. I don't know your ways, your actions that come through your heart, because that's how he judges us, through our hearts. So I want us to just depend on him, lean on him, not to our own understanding, but lean on him. He is an awesome father. I just thank him so much. I thank God so much, because he's my shepherd. He's everything to me. I thank him so much. He's so much everything. When I say he's everything, God is everything to me. I don't care, you know, what nobody say, oh, you just going on and going on. Yes, I am. And I'm going to keep going right on with God. And he wants all of us to do that, because, and I'll say this, it's time. Now, he's trying to see where everybody is. He's seeing where our hearts are, where our faith is, where our head is. He want to know where our praises, where is our praise? Is our praise for him? We want to know, he want to see how we love our our sisters and brothers, how we love our enemies, how we bless them, things like that. When you have a heart for the people of God, even if they're not even of God, but if you have a heart, the heart of Christ, you have the love of Christ, and you can love somebody that's backstabbing you, somebody that's talking about you, somebody that's trying to hit below the belt, you can still love them. You can pray for them and mean it. That's the kind of love God wants. He wants that righteous love. He wants that righteous thing that we have, that he instilled in us when we first believed, when we first accepted him. God is such a good God, and he is wonderful. When I tell you God is wonderful, and I was probably supposed to have testimony. I didn't testify the whole time. I was, Lord, have mercy. I'm so sorry tonight. But if anyone have a testimony, you can testify. If you have a praise report, if you have just a word for the Lord, encouragement for anybody, you can do that if you like. At this time, we got about 7 minutes before I start praying. And we can take prayer requests, too, if you have any prayer requests, anybody. Amen.
Amen. Well, amen. Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Can you hear
me? Yes, I can. God is good. I would like to, for you to pray for my family and for restoration in them.
Okay.
I would like for you to pray for the healing, us, our mental, the state that we're
Ooh.
In. You know, some people can take it, our mental, the mental, our mind.
Okay.
What we think and how we
okay.
think going on, you know, about this, because everybody got their own,
okay.
agenda. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, to go through certain things. So, I just would like prayer over the minds of people.
Amen.
Our entire world, you know. So,
yeah.
And, but my family, the McKinney family, of course, the Dean family, the Sattler family, the McLean family, the Cunningham family, the Dixon family, the Bergman family. I just would like you to pray over families that have lost loved ones, you know, for many hearts, broken hearts.
Amen. Amen. We shall pray. Is there any more prayer requests? God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I'm so grateful. I'm just grateful for just to be able to pray. I'm grateful. I thank God tonight for all that he does and for every family. We're going to, I was trying to write them all down, but, you know, God will do that, McKinney family. God is good. You know, it's so much going on, and only what we have to do is to stay prayerful and to stay close to God. That's because it's things, other things going to happen. Just like they was trying to do a find a cure and stuff today, and just lies after lies and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's so much going on, and you'd be scared to look at TV. I don't look at the news too much because it's just too much going on, and that's the enemy. We don't have to look at it. We don't have to think about it. Let them think about it. We keep our mind on God. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. We're not going to focus on that stuff. We're going to stay focused on God. So we're going to get ready to go into prayer. And the same of paper. Yeah, he'll bring them back to my remembrance. But you said it. The devil is alive. Anyway. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just repenting, confessing and repenting and asking for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you tonight to apply the blood on us, Lord. We ask you to cover us in the blood, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come now, Lord, and just giving you all the praise, Lord. And we give you all the glory. We give you praise, and we give you glory first of all, Lord. And before we ask you for anything, Lord, we want to just love on you for a minute, God. We want to give you praise. We want to give you glory. We magnify your holy name today, and we love you, Jesus. And oh, yes, we do. We just love you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord, and we worship you in the beauty of your holiness today, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we lift your name up. We just bless your holy name, Lord. And we magnify your name today. We glorify you, Lord. And we just thank you for your mercy today. And we thank you for your righteousness, God. And we just thank you for your love, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, for Jesus. We thank you for sending your only son to die for us, Lord, to die for every one of our sins. We just give you glory, and we just magnify you, Lord, and we glorify your holy name, Lord, and we lift your name up, Lord, in the name of Ecolabasirianda. Oh, yes, we do. We lift your name up, Lord, and we praise you tonight. And Lord, we give you all the praise, Lord, and we give you all the glory, Lord, and we just magnify you, Lord, and we magnify your name. We praise you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Ghost. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord, and I come right now, Lord, and bringing the men and women of God to you, Father, and before your throne, all around the foot of your throne, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, and you know what they need, Lord, and you know what they stand in need of, Lord, and I'm asking you right now to look down and have mercy, Lord, and some of us need it, Lord, and all of us need it, grace and your mercy, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, some of us need encouraging right now. Some of us just need a hug right now. Some of us need your word right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm calling on you tonight. We depending on you, Lord. And I'm calling on you, Father. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we all need you, Lord, for one thing. Some need you for another, Lord. And we ask you right now, Lord, and to look down and bend your ear down, Lord, and that you may hear the cry of the people in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. And we need you, Lord, and we cannot make it, Father, without you, Jesus. We just bless your holy name tonight. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We bless your holy name. We just thank you, Lord. You know we love you, Jesus. We love you for everything that you do. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We love you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, I lift my holy hands. We lift holy hands, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I ask you right now to look down and have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray for their families. I pray for the McKinney family. I pray for the McKinney family. I pray for the McKinney family. I ask you to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels right now, Lord, all around about to bless them, Lord, and bless every car. Cover it, Lord, and in the blood of Jesus. Bless them as they go in and come out in the name of Jesus. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them in the grocery store. Bless them at the laundromat. Bless them on the corner. Bless them on the bus stop. cover them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to cover and bless the Sadler family. In the name of Jesus, keep them covered right now. Keep every car covered. Cover the house. Cover the jobs. Cover them right now, Lord, wherever they are. In the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you right now to bless the Morton family. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them covered, Lord, under the shed blood, under the fountain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them right now, Lord. Keep them covered, Lord, and it stop anything. We block anything that's not like you, Lord. Block it right now, Lord. Block it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I block anything that try to come against them. I block it right now. In the name of Jesus, I just call on you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to bless the children, bless the children, bless the children right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to bless the McLean family. In the name of Jesus, keep them covered, each and every one of them. Cover them in the blood. Keep them covered in the blood. Cover them in the blood, Lord. You know what they need. Lord, send them blessings. Send blessings, Lord. They need you right now. I'm calling on you, Lord. I'm crying out for them, Lord. They need you right now, Lord. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the Cunningham family. I pray for the McKenzie family. I pray for the Harrison family. In the name of Jesus, keep them all covered under the blood. All of my family, all of my sisters and brothers, all of my nieces and nephews, all of the family, the Wallace family, I pray for my Aunt Cynthia, Lord. I ask you to touch her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what she needs. You know how to fix it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. Have mercy on her tonight, Lord. Have mercy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for covering her right now. Cover her right now, Lord. Cover right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now. We give you praise right now. We give you glory right now. We magnify you, Lord. You all that we need. You all that we need, Lord. You all everything we need, Lord. I pray for the Burgess family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to keep them covered, every one of them. All of the children and grandchildren, keep them all covered in the name of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them. Cover them, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Touch them right now. Save them right now. In the night of the blood of the end, blood of seeking me, blood of behind those. Cover them right now, Lord. Let it be handled. Cause them to come running. Ask them what they must do, Lord, to be saved. In the name of Jesus, we depend on you, Lord, because you are Redeemer. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. You are Provider, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are Lifter up of our head, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for being the lifter of our heads, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just give you glory and I give you praise. You are righteousness, Lord. I bless the holy name. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to cover men, women, boys, and girls all over this land and country, all over the earth, all every continent, Lord. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, we all need you, Lord. Every Chinaman, every African, every Italian, every Spanish, everybody needs you, Lord. They need you, Lord, whether they know it or not. They need to call on you, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. The ones that don't know you in the point of their sin, Lord, they need you, and they can't make it without you. They don't know, Lord. Lord, I ask you to have mercy. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Men, women, boys, and girls, Lord, that never heard of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the ones that have, just haven't accepted you, Lord, and let something happen to cause them to come running and ask them what they must do, Lord, and to be saved. In the name of Jesus, we need you now, Lord. We can't move. We can't think without you. We can't breathe without you. We need you, Lord. Everything belongs to you. All of it belongs to you, Lord. We need you, not man, but we need you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you tonight. We need you, Jesus. We need you tonight. We need you, Lord. We need you. There is nothing too hard for you. Not one thing too hard for you, Lord. Not one thing, Lord. You can do anything but fail, Lord. And I just thank you tonight. I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory right now. And I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I praise your name. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I praise your name tonight. Lord, we're just asking you now to look down on the people. Look down on our relatives. Look down on everyone on this radio broadcast. Brother Harold and his mother and father and his family, keep them covered in the name of Jesus. And Prophetess Lisa, her family, keep them all covered in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless life support and outreach ministry, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. And we can't make it. We're calling on your name. We're calling on you, Lord. And we just thank you for how you watched over us all night last night and early this morning, Lord. And you woke us up, put a mind, give us a mind to pray, call on your name. We had all the activities. We got all the activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord. And we just thank you today. And we thank you right now. We can't thank you enough for all that you do. Food in the refrigerator. We got cars to drive. We got jobs to go to. Lord, we thank you today. And in the name of Jesus, blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings. We give you glory. And we give you praise, Lord. And we magnify your name, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to bless those that sleeping on the bridge, those that sleeping in cardboard boxes, those that's sleeping in a train station and bus station, those that's eating out the trash can, Lord, and have mercy tonight, Lord, and those that don't know no better, Lord, and I ask you to have mercy tonight, Lord, and we need to pray and call on your name for them, Lord, and I intercede for them, those that don't know him, you're in the partner they sin, and those that's sleeping in their cars and in shelter homes, Lord, and Lord, have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. And Lord, we pray for our enemies. We pray for those that try to despise and misuse us. We pray for those that say all manner of evil against us. We pray for those that misunderstand us, Lord. We just ask you to have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And those behind prison walls, and those in penal institutions, Lord, and have mercy tonight. And those that's sick and shut in, those that's getting healed and being healed from the virus, and that's sick in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you can do all things. And nothing too hard for you, Lord. And I ask you to just breathe on them, Lord, and that they may be healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now, I ask you right now, Lord, to bless the truck drivers. Bless them, Lord, and bless their families and their children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those in the hospital rooms, in the hospitals, on their deathbed, Lord, I ask you not to forget them, Lord, and bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for every apostle, every bishop, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every missionary, every rabbi, every priest that you called, and you ordained, Lord. I pray for them and their family. Lord, I ask you to cover them now. Cover their homes now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord. Just touch them. Give them the blessings that they stand in need of, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what they need. And every church that you call them to be open, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and bless right now. I ask you today to bless President Trump and bless his wife and family and bless every senator, every governor, every congressman, every representative, everybody up there in the White House. Bless them right now and bless their families, Lord, and bless every police officer, every fireman, Lord, and everyone that have rule over us, Lord, and keep them all covered under the blood. And Lord, we just pray for everyone, Lord, and we need you, and we can't make it without you, Lord. And our desire is to please you, Lord, and we want to please you, and not man, Lord, and we want to please you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to please you, Father, and I want to pray for everybody, all of my sick and shut in, all of my enemies, and anybody that's need prayer, Lord, and we praying for them tonight, and I'm asking you to move, Lord, and move on their behalf tonight, Lord. They need you right now, Lord. I know you can move, Lord, and you did it for me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Somebody needs you. They got a bill need paying, Lord. And they need food in the refrigerator. And they need a healing, Lord. And somebody's child is acting up, Lord. And we need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you. We need you right now. In the name of Jesus, you bless those, Lord. And I'm asking for a special blessing for those just don't know which way to go. Special blessing, Lord. Special blessing that they may come running, asking what they must do to be saved. I want a special blessing, Lord, and for those, Lord, and that don't know to go down on Midway Station, Lord, and I'm asking you to lead them. Oh, yeah, Lord, and lead them right now, Lord, and leading God right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we don't know what's happening, but we trust you, God, and we trust you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our neighbors and bless our neighborhoods and bless all over, in the name of Jesus. Praise you right now. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. We give you glory. We give you glory. Then I pray now for the minds of the people. Lord, you know our spirit have a mind. I pray for the spirit mind. I pray for the mind that's in our head. And Lord, I ask you right now to give us the mental state that we need. And we need you. And we need that in our mind, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch every mind. In the name of Jesus, just touch right now. In the name of Jesus, regulate every organ in our body and that it may line up the way you made it to line up, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, touch our mind, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and we bind up manipulation right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind it right now. We bind you up and we cast you out and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of infirmity and we bind up sickness and disease. We bind you up and we cast you out and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. God don't give us a spirit of fear. He doesn't give us that spirit. It comes from hell and we send you back to hell where you come from in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and we give you glory. And Lord, we trust you tonight. And our whole desire tonight, Lord, is to please you, Jesus. We just want to please you, Lord. And we want to please you, Lord. And in the end, please you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And Lord, we forgive everyone that ever hurt us. Father, we forgive everyone that ever done anything against us. We forgive them tonight. In the name of Jesus, we forgive those that did things behind our backs. We forgive them tonight, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank him. I ask you to bless everyone, Lord, that ever tried to do something to us. Everyone that said things against us. In the name of Jesus, we forgive them and we love them. We ask you to bless them and you forgive them for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to live holy and we want to live right, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. Father, we just thank you for doing everything that we ask. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray for Lynn tonight. Lord, I ask you to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You already know. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. I thank you. And we thank you. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God for every prayer. Lord, I thank God for allowing me to pray, for strengthening me, because sometimes I don't have strength like I used to. But God gives me strength to pray. And I want to pray for everybody that comes to mind. And I just thank God for leading me who to pray for. And it's just good. And we thank everyone for coming on our radio broadcast. God is such a good God. He's such a good God. And we love him. We all love him. He's an awesome God. So we're going to get ready. I'm not going to hold you no longer. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you tonight. Thank you for your power. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for giving me strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for this radio broadcast. Thank you for everyone that came on tonight. Thank you for the love that we have for one another, Lord, and for you. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. You all have a blessed and good night. God love you, and I love you too. We'll be right back on here Sunday for our Sunday worship at 2 o'clock Eastern Central Time and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless y'all. Have a good night. I love you. Have a good night. Keep me in your prayers. Amen.
Amen.